The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The first regular session of the 125th South Carolina General Assembly convened on January the 10th, not quite a month ago, but the session is off to a busy start. On our guest line this morning, the Republican Majority Leader representing House District 4 in Pickens County, Representative Davey Hyatt. Welcome. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joe. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. Before we get into some of the legislative issues, I've got to ask you, did you see this Chinese spy balloon fly over Pickens over the weekend?
We actually saw it come over Dacusville. I had a constituent of mine who called, and he said he saw it over Dacusville. I knew once it got over South Carolina, it was coming down, though. There's too many people out there that would love to be the hero to shoot that thing down.
you're so right. You know, I feel like that all those visitors in Myrtle Beach, we need to charge them an additional accommodations tax or something for the extra show that they got.
How crazy is that, that someone would let a balloon fly that far without taking it down? Isn't that sad that we're living in a society like that?
It's just amazing. I mean, you know, we basically let it complete its mission. And then we shoot it down. Someone, I forget who it was, offered the analogy that it was like tackling the quarterback after the game.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. And the sad thing about it is they say there's another one out there somewhere that hasn't been announced yet. It's just floating around out there as well. So there's no telling what's happening to this country that we don't know about.
Quite interesting for sure. These past few weeks with the legislative session, a lot of activity. Give us a quick overview and some of the highlights of the things that you believe are important in this session that you're already working on.
Well, obviously the first week was the inauguration of Governor McMaster. So first week was kind of a pomp and circumstance, so to speak. And we got that behind us, and then we got to work. Last week, excuse me, I'm dealing with a little throat issue, but last week we passed a fentanyl bill, trafficking fentanyl. Unfortunately, 90% of all the fentanyl coming into the state of South Carolina is coming across the border.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in South Carolina feel like, oh, well, we're not really being affected by what's going on at the border. Well, we saw firsthand last week in our discussions that 90% of all fentanyl can be traced back to those coming across the border. So we had to pass a piece of legislation that the first offense is minimum 20 years, second offense is minimum 25 years, and so on. But that's one of the repercussions of an open border that we're seeing in South Carolina.
Yeah. You know, we had South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson on the show just a week or so back, and he was talking about this huge case that his office, along with SLED and other agencies, worked on literally busting up a drug operation in South Carolina prisons where they were working directly with Mexican drug cartels. And it really just sort of called to light the problem we have with fentanyl coming into South Carolina. And it's my understanding that the bill that you guys have passed is really going to put some teeth into the law, and it's going to punish these folks who are caught possessing large amounts of fentanyl.
Well, the Attorney General and SLED both said, look, if you're going to pass something, let's have something we can enforce, and let's let the criminals know that they're not welcome in South Carolina. We believe we did that with this bill, and it's one of the strongest bills in the United States.
Yeah. Well, kudos to, and of course it heads over to the to the Senate, so glad that you guys in the House were able to get that done so quickly. Now, you'll soon be electing someone to take the South Carolina Supreme Court seat being vacated by Justice Joyce Hearn. The court's decision to overturn the fetal heartbeat bill was very disappointing. A lot of questions now being asked about the court, how you guys select judges. Do you see some type of reform to the judicial selection process coming up?
I hope so. I've been there. This is my 19th year, and I've yet to figure out why we do what we do. I'm one of the few people that thinks we ought to reform it. But I'm telling you, my first couple of years down there, I had judges follow me around. I thought they were House members. They were down there so much, you know, and they were just, I didn't know whether they were House members or judges or staff or who they were. Pretty soon I found out they were judge candidates. Speaker Merle Smith is going to introduce some language here pretty soon to completely reform how we select judges, and I'm 100% on board. I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail about it yet because he's trying to iron out the details, but I can tell you that even he's a lawyer legislator, but his proposal will take off the lawyer legislators off these panels, and I'm 100% with him.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of issues you guys are facing, for example, and I just got a text message from a listener in Greer asking about a bill that would ban ESG. Where does that stand?
It's in the committee process right now. That is one of our agenda items. We're pretty sure we're going to get to that. We're taking up CRT this week. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be a lengthy debate. We do elect judges on Wednesday. So the judge issue will be resolved Wednesday, and then we will take up CRT right after that. And then so that there's some folks that don't believe CRT is being taught, critical race theory, for those that don't understand mm-hmm. what CRT means. But there's some that don't believe that CRT is being taught. There's some believe we're not going far enough. There's some that believe that we're wasting our time. But yeah, we will pass something related to CRT Wednesday, and hopefully it'll be something strong that we're going to tell our school district teachers, teachers and staff, that's not allowed in our schools.
Sure. On our guest line this morning, Republican Majority Leader of the South Carolina House, Davey Hyatt. He represents District 4 in Pickens County. One of my personal topics that I want to see happen, of course, last week the state Senate passed a repeal of the Certificate of Need. Last year we saw this die in committee literally in the final days of the session. Any idea yet where Speaker Smith will assign this bill as it's passed over to you guys, and do you see you guys taking action on this pretty quickly this year?
He will assign it to the 3M committee. You know, we obviously revamped that committee, made it a Republican committee with a Republican chairperson mm-hmm. now. We believe that leadership will meet tomorrow to discuss that issue itself. Joey, CON is on the agenda for the leadership meeting tomorrow, and we'll get a better understanding where we are. But it will be taken up in committee. It'll come to the floor. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can satisfy you with full repeal, but we'll have to see how that works. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get full repeal and take the Senate bill, but we'll see what happens. But we will discuss that in the leadership meeting tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch this make its way. I just want some action on it this year. I don't want to see it coming down to the final days and see it die like it did last year. So I don't believe.
I think that's one of the issues that we've talked about. It's been on our agenda as well. And I don't believe it's going to die. I believe there's going to be some action taken on it this year. And hopefully we can get it to the floor soon and do something with it. But I thought the Senate bill was very good myself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would be great, and we certainly will be watching that. As Republican Majority Leader, and talking about having the 3M committee with a majority on there, of course we added Republican House members this past November. You have a supermajority in the House. I got to ask you before I let you go, Majority Leader. From the outside looking in, it seems like there's been some infighting among the Republican caucus. Kind of break this whole oath thing down, the rules, the caucus rules that you guys have been talking about. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint called it a blood oath in an editorial that he wrote. Tell us about the rules. Is this something new? And have you guys sort of resolved this among yourselves and ready to move forward?
Well, obviously we're ready to move forward. We wouldn't be passing legislation like we're doing. I tell you what I'll do, Joey. I know I've got one segment, then you'll need to move on to something else. We need to talk about this at a later date when I can have a little bit more time to explain it, because it's not as simple as it sounds. And I'd be more than happy to come back on and talk to you about it at a later date. But no, it's just the caucus rules. It was approved by the rules committee. They brought it before the caucus. 72 members out of 88 signed it. The 16 of them chose not to sign it. They gave it the narrative of a blood oath, loyalty oath, and all that stuff. But 72 members signed it. That's where the caucus wanted to go. As majority leader, I got to go where the caucus wants to go. And you know, we've moved forward. We've left the door open for them to come back at any time. You know, the signature was proposed by a Freedom Caucus member who was on the Rules Committee. He thought that they ought to have to sign it. That's where it all came from.
Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to come back and talk to you. I've been catching a lot of heat about it, but it's caucus rules that were approved by the supermajority of the 88, and that's where we're going. People sent us down there to legislate, make their lives better, not to argue over rules, and so that's where I stand.
Is it a true statement though that you guys have always had rules for the caucus? Correct.
We've had rules every year I've been there. We passed a set of rules before the 2 year session begins. This is the first year they asked to be signed. A Freedom Caucus member who was on the Rules Committee made that recommendation to the Rules Committee, and they brought it to the caucus, and 72 members said, "Hey, look, that's the route we want to go." And as majority leader, I got to go with the majority, and so that's where we are. I hope every one of them come back in. We're stronger together than we are separate, and the things that we're passing, the Freedom Caucus is voting with us because a lot of these things are their agenda items.
Right.
And so we believe that it's died down. We have a good relationship with everybody there. There's no fighting and name calling, and it's kind of been blown out of proportion by a lot of folks. But, you know, like I said, the doors are open, and they're welcome to come back at any time. They're not shunned from anything.
Sure, yeah. Representative Davey Hyde, it's always a pleasure. This was our first Majority Monday report, and so we'll be doing these from time to time, I hope. Thank you for what you do, and you have a great week in Columbia.
Well, you call me anytime. Be glad to talk to you, Joe.
All right, sure thing. Representative Davey Hyatt, Republican Majority Leader in the House. We'll get him back on sometime, and maybe when we have more time to dive into more details on this whole Republican oath issue.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.